Yesterday was Purple Thursday here, and a time for us to all reflect on gender-based violence, intimate partner violence in particular, not only across the country, but specifically here in Saskatchewan. Nearly 2.5 years ago, in June 2023, while sentencing a man for murdering his wife, Saskatoon Judge Richard Danilek said he had grown weary. Saskatchewan, he said, a province, a place that I love, Saskatchewan is a national leader in the incidence of domestic and intimate partner violence. What an absolute tragedy. How shameful. That year, the most recent year for which we have data from Statistics Canada, Saskatchewan had the highest rate of intimate partner violence in all of Canada, with 710 victims per 100,000 population, more than 2.5 times the rate of Ontario. And we know these numbers are likely just the tip of the iceberg because this is a grossly underreported crime. Shamefully, Judge Danilek said in June of that year, in Saskatchewan, the hard, simple fact is that men like to strike women. He went on, quote, Saskatchewan men are leaders in Canada in solving their relationship problems through use of violence. It is disgusting. It has to stop. It cannot be swept under the rug anymore. No one ran into a door jam or fell down the stairs. Well, joining me now to discuss our provincial government's response to intimate partner violence and other forms of gender-based violence, like human trafficking, is the minister responsible for the status of women, Alana Ross. Minister Ross, joining us from foggy Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, welcome to the Evan Bray Show.
Thank you, Tamara. I'm honored to be on your show today.
Well, your government announced new steps recently to prevent and address gender-based violence in this province. What steps is our province taking?
Well, Tamara, as we've said many times, interpersonal violence and gender-based violence, it's unacceptable anywhere in our province, and it's a very complex societal issue that we have here in our province. Mm-hmm. And we are working very diligently to prevent and to end gender-based violence. And we are working with the federal government as well as independently to focus on strategies around how do we combat this complex situation.
So the government release said there are new steps to prevent and address this, though. What new steps is the government taking?
So what we're doing is we're working to prevent and to end gender-based violence. Our program in Saskatchewan is focused around three pillars, those pillars being prevention. We need to stop gender-based violence before it starts. Interventions, we're providing supports to those who have experienced interpersonal violence and safe spaces where people can begin to heal and to build a new life. And to accountability, which is a very important part of these pillars, because we need to hold the perpetrators responsible.
So that all sounds fantastic. And, we all want prevention, intervention, safe spaces. So can you get into some of the details of what was announced? Like on the ground, what is actually changing? How are we starting to do things differently? And I know this is not new. We've been part of this national strategy, in partnership with the federal government for, I believe, a couple of years now. But I think people want to hear concrete examples, because when we are shamefully the leader in this country when it comes to rates of intimate partner violence, like that is a stain on our province. But it's also just, it's so sad. There's a lot of mostly women out there suffering from this. So if you could give me some concrete examples of these programs and what is different, what is being built, where are these millions of dollars going?
Well, I'm very pleased to do that, Tamara, because we are working diligently on the challenges that we have in this area. Our province invested almost $32 million or over this year alone in a range of initiatives to help prevent this. And we're very, very pleased to be able to work with partners in our communities in providing second stage housing, improving second stage housing capacity, transition home capacity, for example, enhanced interventions and supports for communities, housing and support services for human trafficking victims, healthy relationships programs with the John Howard Society, to name a few. Mm-hmm.
The strategy has been going on for a couple of years, as I mentioned. Have you seen anything getting better? Like, is there any indication that these programs are working, or is it simply too early to tell? As you mentioned, like, it's such a complicated issue. I know, you know, when we're addressing things like childhood trauma, it might take decades to see a change in numbers. But is there any signs of hope that we're on the right track?
Yes, we're on the right track, Tamara. And as you said, and as I said earlier, it is a complex societal issue. And one of the areas that I believe that, you know, we're really focusing on is educating the public, for example, as to what personal violence really is. And, you know, when we talked about historically interpersonal violence, we know that as a result of this education, societal beliefs and expectations are changing, and we need to continue to focus in that area. And I don't know if you're aware, like, we have very good marketing programs that we have provided through the Status of Women office that helps, like our poster programs and services that we have that actually share what interpersonal violence really is through a really strong public awareness campaign.
Okay, I'm not aware specifically of them, so it might not be reaching me, but I don't know if this is a provincial thing or a federal thing, but I was in the Regina Airport recently and I saw one of the stickers in one of the bathroom stalls saying, you know, let's all do our part to end human trafficking or whatever it was. Yeah. If you see it, call it in. And it actually kind of bugged me because as somebody who's done a lot of work around human trafficking, most people and even victims and survivors of human trafficking don't know exactly what human trafficking is and might not identify themselves as being victims of it or might not know to identify it. So I'm happy that there are the larger initiatives. But for anyone just joining me, I'm in conversation with Alana Ross, who is, of course, the minister responsible for the status of women. And we're talking gender-based violence, intimate partner violence, initiatives to tackle this very grave problem in this province. I went through the numbers earlier, Minister Ross, you know, that show how deplorably Saskatchewan is performing, not the Saskatchewan government necessarily, but Saskatchewan as a whole in terms of having the highest rates in the country of intimate partner violence. We also know from Stats Canada that intimate partner violence is typically worse in the northern regions, not just here in Saskatchewan, but across all provinces and territories. And I wonder, with rates being more than twice as high as they are in rural southern regions and nearly four times higher than the rate in urban southern regions, does anything in our provincial plan address that discrepancy?
So we have implemented, well, we were the first, I don't know if you're aware of this, we were the first, one of the first provinces to sign on to the National Action Plan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we recognize the importance of working in this area. And also we've implemented a number of pieces of legislation. We were the first province, actually, to implement Clare's Law, which authorizes police to disclose risk-related information about potentially high-risk partners. And legislation is province-wide. It impacts everyone for all areas of the province. And we have a number of legislation pieces that are specifically focused on interpersonal violence and public safety. Because our goal in our province, we want to make our province, you know, safety and security are two high priorities within the province of Saskatchewan.
But thinking about the folks in the north, if rates are twice and four times as high up there as they are in southern rural areas or in our urban centers, is there anything that the province is doing to really concentrate some of the efforts up in northern Saskatchewan?
I don't know if you've heard of 211.
Yep.
And 211 is our information and support line, and that is available throughout the province. And if a person is looking and seeking information on interpersonal violence, like if they think they are at risk, or potentially in a situation where they, you know, may be experiencing interpersonal violence, you know, please call that number, because that number will provide you with the information that you need to determine that. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a situation where, you know, you're experiencing interpersonal violence at the moment, if you are experiencing, you know, a situation where you need help right now, call 911. And I should mention, when you call the 211 number, it also will provide you with information about how to get support. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in your area for the situation that you think you may be in.
Minister Ross, I don't want to disparage any of the programs that are happening, because I know there is amazing work happening on the ground by so many agencies that are working in partnership with the government and with government funding. I'm pushing harder on this just because it's frustrating. As somebody who works, I do a lot of work in the intimate partner violence space. And when we see the numbers just going up and up and up, and then having the highest numbers in Saskatchewan, I'm pushing as hard as I am because I care this much. I hear from those working in the intimate partner violence space all the time that they have an extremely high turnover rate because staff are simply burning out. I wonder, does any of the investments that your government has right now or that you've recently announced address the burnout faced by those who are trying to support victims and survivors on the front lines, but feeling like they're unable to do so, or they're constantly just having to retrain new staff because, you know, it's this turnstile of workers?
Yes, and we are investing in intervention supports programs throughout the province. And, you know, for example, we have a collaborative pilot program to support families at high risk of violence. And we have a number of this type of programming, Tamara.
So not for the people working on the front lines, though, from what I'm hearing.
We are investing many, many dollars in many areas within the with our organizations to be able to support them to provide these services within our province.
You spoke about awareness initiatives. Sorry, we're just coming to the end of our time, Minister, but you spoke earlier about awareness initiatives, marketing initiatives. I wonder if there's any plans to expand these awareness initiatives. Ah, they got us Friday. Into schools, into workplaces, to promote that early recognition and prevention. Like, is this a conversation that teachers could be or should be having in the classroom with their kids, or that workplaces should be having with their employees?
Yeah, and, you know, Tamara, a number of our programs flow through the justice, but we are also, there's also a lot of work being done in the areas of health and education to try and combat this complex societal issue that, you know, we have in Saskatchewan.
All right. Minister responsible for the status of women, Alana Ross, thank you very much for your time joining us from Prince Albert today.
Thank you, Tamara.
Okay, I'm going to have some more thoughts on this coming up after the break here on The Evan Bray Show. Keep on listening, 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.